Editorial. Who would have thought when we were starting to put together the Summer 27 edition of Inclusion Now that we would be calling it a general election special? A snap election has been called for the 8th of June, so we have scanned party manifestos for any promises about inclusion. You will not be surprised that references to inclusion and or disabled pupils and students are scant, but there are some. It feels like there is a growing divide between the inclusion backpedalling here by the UK government and progress in other countries. I am struck by Richard Rees's articles about inclusive education in Bangladesh, where the barriers are huge, and plans for a global funding initiative on inclusive education. There is an inspirational piece on how New Brunswick in Canada decided on achieving 100% inclusive education and took very practical steps which delivered real and sustainable change. As a survivor of a residential special school myself, I am appalled but not surprised by Paul Doyle's account of his time in a similar setting. He is absolutely right that all young people incarcerated in such settings need a voice. But what they need most is to no longer be separated from their communities, written off by a society that chooses to continually fail young people because we don't easily fit in. Whatever the election result, I will wake up on the morning of the 9th of June prepared to continue the struggle for real and lasting inclusive education. I hope you will join me. In solidarity, Tara Flood.